Today's message is titled Special Delivery from God to Earth. Special Delivery from God to Earth. Special Delivery from God to Earth. I'm excited this morning because I get the chance to revisit with you what I consider the dynamic duo of verses, Hall of Fame verses, if you will, verses that are very meaningful to me, and I get to share them at least once a year during Stewardship Month. And without sharing these verses during Stewardship Month, I literally could not live with myself. I mean, I'm exaggerating a little bit. But it's almost impossible to conceive of going through a month where we're talking about stewardship or talking about the you effect or talking about how God is at work in his people without looking at these two passages. And so I want you to turn with me to the first one, which is Ephesians chapter 4, and we're going to start in verse 1. So if you'll open your Bibles and turn to Ephesians chapter 4. For some of you, this morning's message is going to be an important reminder. For some of you, this morning's message will be a refreshing reminder. For still others of you, it will be instructional in that you may not have heard these words before. But wherever you are, they're relevant to all of us. Anytime we look at the Lord's word, there is an opportunity for a life-changing event to take place. When we look at John 3:16, as familiar as that passage is, there are times when the Holy Spirit of God wants to reach down and touch our spirits and touch our hearts in a profound and different way and make that truth live to us. And our experience of that truth to become something out of the ordinary and out of the expected. So I hope that this morning as we look at these passages, which I am very passionate about, they are in my, as I said, my Hall of Fame. They are part of my package of favorite verses. And I would encourage you to have such a package, actually, of favorite verses. They're all important, but some of them our favorite verses. They speak to us each time we read them. We don't have to add any icing. We don't have to add any salt. We don't have to season them at all. They just, by the mere fact that they are on the page, speak to us. This is one of those passages for me. So let's start in verse 1. As a prisoner for the Lord, then, I urge you, you beloved brothers and sisters, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. We looked at this a few weeks ago in Colossians. Same phrasing. Worthy of the calling you've received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. And when I read this as I was studying it, I said, you know, Paul could very well say, and I believe this with all my heart, if he had a sampling of Valley Brook Community Church for a month, he could say, make every effort, just like Valley Brook, to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace, because you are exemplary in this. And I think we all feel this, the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. There's one body, one Spirit, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. But to each one of us, grace has been given as Christ apportioned it. And this is why it says, when he ascended on high, he led captives in his train and gave gifts to men. What does he ascended mean except that he also descended to the lower earthly regions? He who descended is the very one who ascended higher than all the heavens in order to fill the whole universe. It was he who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers to prepare God's people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Then we will no longer be infants, tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of men and their deceitful scheming. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will in all things grow up into him who is the head, that is Christ. From him, the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. Amen. If you're taking notes this morning, the main idea that I want to extract from this passage, and Lord, there's so much there. So much to say in so little time. Such a great meal in such a small plate. Such a feast and such a small tummy. But if you're taking notes, here's what I want you to capture. God's work, you could put God's amazing work, God's miraculous work, God's astonishing work, whatever adjective you'd like to use in front of God's work. God's work on earth is performed through each one of us. God's work, miraculous, fantastic, amazing, superb, stupendous. God's work on earth is performed through each one of us. You can put in parentheses next to that. That means me.